for any of these other alternatives, which could be a motion to refer it to the JRC, a motion to refer it to the Bylaws Committee, a substitute motion of any other kind. So I think that's really where you're at, is to decide whether you want to continue working on it today or whether you want to refer it, your alternatives are either to continue working on it today, to kill it today, or to kill it to today but refer it to somebody to bring back a comprehensive proposal later.
But point of order.
So I think that's where you are procedurally, and you would start on that by deciding, by voting yes or no, whether you want to kill it today altogether.
Point of order. There is an alternate motion on the floor which has been seconded to refer it to the JRC. The seconder is back here. And so it seems to me that takes precedence over the first motion until we voted.
All right.
If that motion was made, that's correct.
Now we ask for a vote.
Okay, so there's a motion made to refer to JRC.
We have a motion on the floor to refer this to the JRC. If everybody's in approval with that, say aye. Stand up.
Aye.
Anybody that's opposed and want to go on with this today, say yay, yay, right now. So carried.
Okay,
it's been referred to the JRC. That's your problem now, Richard.
Madam Chair, I wish to be heard.
Yes.
It was my idea to think of, since there's been so much controversy all over, that an ad hoc committee should be set up to give the ins and outs and certain things that happens to us seniors that we cannot be here when asked. And I think that would be fair. I don't think one incident someplace else should be based upon us here in this CSL meeting. Thank you.
And I agree. And we agree with that. But that's up to the JRC now. Okay, anything else on our agenda, Madam Chair?
No, I don't.
I'm through.
I want to thank Kitty. She did an excellent job.
Oh, yes.
And this is one of the things that I just... I just want to thank everybody. Mr. Levy told us that there's many new members on the JRC, and he's right, there are. And I am so grateful because the energy that has been shown this year has been just terrific. And the willing, Julia, poor Julia, I asked Julia to be the chair of the session planning, and I said, not to worry, I will be by your side. As circumstances had it, I wasn't by her side as much as I'd have liked to have been. But that just shows the energy and the willingness of the people to work and take the ball and run with it. And I want to really thank everybody for this year.
Let's go. That's all about new members. I think the new JRC should definitely think about an orientation for new members. We've always had that. We haven't had one for the last 2 or 3 years. And it's really
necessary for our new members to have a proper orientation. We did that several years ago. We used to do it bringing people up to everyone up to Sacramento. Then the year I was chair, we decided to try it, a northern and a southern orientation, which we saved $7,000 by doing it that way. However, which way we would do it, it's necessary. It's confusing enough for new members and even some of the older members that come up here every year to know what's happening. It's overwhelming. It takes them a year or two to get their feet wet. Without a proper orientation, we're doing a disservice to our new members. Thank you.
And I am so glad that you said that, Mr. Woods, because in my carryover report, you will find that I have recommended the very same thing, either all here in Sacramento or north and south. However we do it, we need to do it. And since as past chair, I will still be on JRC. I plan to fight for it. One other carryover report, when you receive my carryover report, I think we also need to spend a little extra money, if we have it, in a seminar on proposal writing for any member that would like to be to. And that's something else I'm hoping that we can arrange to have, just even if it's just a one-day seminar, on any member that would like to learn more about writing proposals, we should have that.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Yes?
One of the problems that you identified earlier as it relates to legislative personnel and people not being available or not availing themselves of the opportunity to represent their committee on the legislative council. I was an alternate, and I have to say that Richard Shantz, where are you? Yes. Richard was excellent to teach me how to do it. He not only taught me how to do it, but he taught me all the little back hallways and stairwells on how to get to the various offices very quickly. But the training, I think, is very important to let people know, new people who perhaps would like to take, you know, a leadership role, if they were an alternate, then a training possibility would be very good to kind of, you know, give yourself a group of people that you can count on to rise to the occasion next year, year after, whatever. I just would strongly urge some kind of training for those committees that you know, need additional help on, period.
Yes?
We had a very strange bus ride this morning.
Where do we pick up the bus to go back to Holiday Inn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
In your packet, there should be a bus schedule.
It says 12. If you look at it, it says 4:15 and 4. If you let me finish, please, 4:15 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. at 12th and L Street.
And for anybody else that might be confused, in your packet there is a bus schedule that tells you what time and where to pick up, where to catch the bus.
Want everything?
He's supposed to have it too.
Oh boy.
If there's no further business, we will adjourn.
And if there is, we will still adjourn.